सहनाववतु
ॐ सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु
सहवीर्यं करवावहै
सहवीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
टुगेदर तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
नमो नमः गुड आफ्टरनून गुड मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम वेर एवर यू आर जॉइनिंग to the Veda and Upanishad class, to we should know what Veda means. Veda means it's a root. It has come from a root called as Vid. Vid means to know. Vid means to know. Veda is the knowledge. The root is Vid. And Vidya has come from that root. Vidya means the process of learning, is called as Vidya. And Vidyarthi means a seeker. One who aspires to learn is called as Vidyarthi. One who is aspiring to learn is Vidyarthi. And Vidya is the knowledge. Vid is to know. Veda means the knowledge. And Vidwan means a knower. It's all the root from Vid. Vid, Veda, it has a root from there. And Vedas, as I mentioned previously, it has mainly two dimensions. One is Karmakanda, second is Jnanakanda. Karmakanda is mainly about the rituals. Rituals we follow and Jnanakanda is the knowledge part. Knowledge alone without the process, it is not tenable. And Karmakanda without knowledge also, it is meaningless. How the Buddha avatar came about, before Buddha came, Karmakanda, people were so busy in Karmakanda without understanding, without any understanding of that one. So, Buddha avatara came to shake people. You have to understand the process also, the content also. The Karmakanda, the ritualistic part from outside, Karmakanda and Jnanakanda looks alike, but for a Jnani, it's a Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, both are an opportunity to think about the God. The Karmakanda by itself, for example, Dasharatha to have male issue, he did what is called as Putra Kamesti Yaga. It is a Yaga. From outside appears to be a Karmakanda. Karmakanda is done with a selfish interest. Dasharatha wanted to have a male issue, so he had a personal interest, selfish interest. He did that one. Suppose another person is doing, he has no desire of getting a children. That person also can do Putra Kamesti Yaga, and Putra for that person, Putra means Jnana. Another person can do the Putra Kamesti Yaga in the seeking the knowledge from the God. I am doing Putra Kamesti Yaga not to have the children, but I am interested in knowledge. Or people can if you go to a temple, they ask, I'm doing a sankalpa, I'm doing a puja. They ask for what is the intention. What is the purpose you are doing? You sankalpa. They say in any puja, ritualistic temple, if you go, make a sankalpa. Make a sankalpa. What I want job, I want more money in the bank, I want my children education, I want my children to get married, and I want to have good superannuation, I want to have one more house, I want to have good health. These are the sankalpa people generally talk about. Sankalpa, and when you do the sankalpa, it is called selfish. Karmakanda, that is called as part of karmakanda. Whereas the jnanakanda, jnanakanda, what is the sankalpa? Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. I have no personal interest. That is called as jnanakanda. Karmakanda, people keep on asking but still not satisfied. In the temple they say putra pautra dana vruddhi prapya rastu. They say lot of money, lot of wealth. They talk about that one, but for a jnani, he has gone beyond that one. Doesn't mean you should not ask for anything for yourself. Unless you have, you can't give. To give a jnana also, you should have. To have, if I want to serve others, I should be physically fit. I should be enabled. Without I being enabled, how can I serve others? You need yourself also. But you should know when to move away from selfish interest. At the age of 80 also, people are on Saturday in the lottery ticket queue. People at the age of 80, I've seen people in wheelchair, 80 years, they are waiting in the queue. So you should know when to call it a quit. And for example, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, once he had a desire of wearing a silk shirt. He had seen his disciples coming with silk shirts. He had a desire, I also must have. So he went to a tailor and got a silk shirt done. And he wore it once. And then he put it away. Now he told his mind, you wanted to have a silk shirt, you wore it. Now not to rebel. So karmakanda, jnani, the Veda never says suppress your desire. It is talking about sublime your desire. How to sublime? When you have tasted, you know the limitations. Not to get stuck. See the limitation and subliming. Subliming, that is moving from karmakanda to jnanakanda, naturally opens. You have to sublime, like otherwise karmakanda, I want more. It is like pouring ghee into the fire. However much you pour, you are not satisfied. Yayati's story. Yayati, he had Sharmishta and Devayani, the wives, and he was not satisfied with the marriage, but old age came. So he got, now his desire did not stop. Then he asked his children, who can take my old age? In return, give your youth. Children, everyone rejected. How can we do that one? You enjoyed your life. Now it is our time to enjoy. So, the one son said, I'm happy to exchange it for you. And the Yayati took that young age and after a while he reflected, there is no end to enjoyment. He called his son, he confirmed him, may you live long, I will return my youth to you, give the old age back to me. And he realized there is no end to enjoyment. And from Yayati's family, Yadu Vamsha came from there, Yadavas came from Pandavas and Yadavas, Puru Pandavas and Yadavas came in Yayati's family. He saw the limitation of Karmakanda. Slowly he saw the limitation and he moved into Jnanakanda, that he went into tapas in the forest. Vedas incompleteness, completeness, it is called a Samhita. Samhita means complete. And it is broken into three parts. One part is in English, it is called as unrefined knowledge. Second one is called as refined knowledge. The third part, it is called as, unrefined information. Second is refined information. And third one is called as knowledge. Unrefined information, it is called as Brahmana. Brahmana told by teacher. It is raw information. It is a raw information. You have to process the raw information from Brahmana. You have to move to Aranyaka. Aranyaka means Aranyaka. You have to withdraw to reflect on what the teacher said. You have to process the raw information. That processing part is called as Aranyaka. When you have processed that information, the conclusion, you have to come to conclusion, any write-up. At the end, you have to conclude. When you are doing a PhD or a master's, you will say, this author said that one, that research said this one, so many, you get the give the example. At the end, what is your conclusion? Your conclusion, that is the knowledge. That is your knowledge, is not told by others. You have to experience that one. That is called as Upanishad. One is a raw information. Second is a refined information. And third is knowledge. The most commentators they are busy commenting. That person said this one, this commentary, that person said this one. That Acharya said this one, this Acharya, busy quoting all Acharyas. So, what is your learning? Many people, they say, when I ask that one, what can I say when Acharyas have told? They are not using their mind to come to the conclusion. Acharyas are waking you up to think. You have to think. When they came to this analysis, is it right or wrong? Whatever Acharya has told, maybe 1,000-year-old, 2,000-year-old, for any information, you should ask the question. Somebody told this one, whom did they say? Under what condition they said? So, the question asked by the student, in different situations, answers will be different. You have to analyze, not to take it for granted that Acharya said this one. You should say, think, whom did he address? Under what condition? So, at that condition, those students' mentality, that situation may be appropriate. May be appropriate and Saindava, for example, same word is there, Saindava Layamana, that it is, it's a, if you are eating, have sat for dinner, if they say Saindava, you bring Saindava means bring salt. You have to understand the situation, he is asking for the salt. If you are in a war front, if they say Saindava, Saindava means horse. You can't, if they say Saindava, take, bring the Saindava means you can't take the salt. Or in the dinner table, you can't bring a horse. You should know what situation, under what situation they said. Now, in the arguments, many people keep on arguing, my teacher is better, my teacher is better. And what people fail to understand is, who was the audience for the teacher? Under what condition? What was the situation? What was the question? So, if you want to, you have to analyze that one. Not to take it blindly and blindly follow. Blindly follow the scriptures. You have to contemplate. That is called as Upanishad. Upanishad means Upa. Upa means there is a word in Sanskrita, Upanishad. Upa means, there is a meaning, it's called a subordinate. Like Upasampadak. Upasampadak means sub-editor. One who is lower than that one. And the one is subordinate. There is another word, Upa means Upadesha. Upadesha means higher knowledge. Upa has both meaning. One is inferior, one is higher. Upa means, inferior means, come and sit close to teacher's feet. That is Upa, come close with the intention of learning. Another one, why you have to come closer? Because Upa, I have to go up. Upa in Sanskrita, in English has become up. I have to go up in my life. I have to elevate my mind. I have to elevate my mind so that we begin to flow with greater intensity and purpose in life. We lack intensity in our life. Everywhere we are dragging our heels. Why? Because we have not elevated ourselves. We are at the foothill of our life. There is no momentum in our life. Casual approach. We are dragging our heels. Why Upanishad? By contemplating on the getting the inner message, you become highly intense. Intensity in your life goes up. Interest will come, intensity, and intelligence. All four get illumined by getting the Upanishad. Upanishad, whatever I say, that is not, you are still getting a raw information. Raw information, you have to contemplate on that one again and again to get the inner meaning. Inner meaning, and I will elaborate further on that one. In this process, we are learning, every Upanishad has peace mantras. We are learning 10 peace mantras in this process. The peace mantra, the first is a Shanti mantra to get the inner revelation. What we need is peace. If mind is so agitated, disturbed, the best in me, creativity won't dawn. I won't be intensely energetic. I won't be passionate. I can't pursue what I want. If my mind is rattled, mind is disturbed. So, it is talking about the peace mantra. You are starting with the peace mantra to get that knowledge to dawn in me. I need clarity in thinking. So, begin with May I have the peace from within, outside, and further? For example, inside something is disturbed. I am disturbed. Somebody said something. I'm not at ease. Second one, maybe my house, so much of argument and distractions, or at my work, so much of the disturbance, I can't concentrate. The third one, far and away, in the commotion, in the global situation, war is happening, like in Bangladesh. Out of control, out of nowhere, the disturbance. I can't concentrate. I can't concentrate. The country is on boil. Or work front or home front, I'm disturbed. Or within me, whatever reason, I am not at ease. It is praying from far and away, no disturbance. Immediate surrounding, there should not be any disturbance. And within me also, there should not be any disturbance. When I have no disturbance, then only I can contemplate, then revelation can happen. That is why people in the Gurukul ashrams, everything used to be in the forest. Why forest? In the city life, so much of distraction. So much of distraction. Gurukuls also, the traditionally now also many Gurukuls, they won't allow mobile phones to students. So it is a distraction. There should not be any shops nearby or movie theater nearby. They are the distraction. Students supposed to concentrate. If mobile phone is there and shop is there, busy market is there, and student get distracted by the market, by the mobile phone, by the latest trends, get mind cannot focus. Mind cannot focus. That is why people used to go to forest, send their children far and away. What we are associated with one Gurukul that I like, Om Shanti Dham. It is around 100 acre land in the middle of the forest. Next to the, in the Upanishad talks about, Vedas talk about ideal place for a Gurukul is, should be in the forest. Where deers are walking. Deers are walking. Deers means there is no fear. There is no fear of wild animals. Deer should be there. River should be there. Forest should be there. Next to the mountain. This Om Shanti Dham, which I am associated with them for many years, it fits into all tick box. Every category it fulfills. It is an ideal condition, cut off from, and to more than that one, in ashram, if even children sneaks in the mobile phone, there is no internet service. No Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi, and only Wi-Fi with one line you get. If you go to one corner near the office, you get a faint call. It's a very good condition for all the teachers as well as the students. The Upanishad is the knowledge has to dawn. Knowledge cannot be given. Information can be given, but knowledge is, nobody can steal it. Knowledge has to come. Knowledge and the mark of a knowledge, one who has got the knowledge, what is the mark? Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. As the knowledge dawns, one becomes very polite. One who doesn't have a knowledge becomes very arrogant. Arrogant, so arrogant. One who has got the knowledge becomes very polite. Down to earth. Down to earth. And in the Samaveda, there is one student, Shweta Ketu. Shweta Ketu, he went to the university. He studied for 12 years. And even the teacher, his teacher said, I have not come across any students like you, so bright. You are the best in my whole career, in my whole life. So Shvetaketu, so proud, and he came home and he thought, my father did not go to a university, he did not go to Gurukul. What is the point in bowing down to him? He did not care to bow down to his father, and the father Uddhalaka thought, this boy has become very arrogant. Only he has information, knowledge hasn't come into him. So Uddhalaka asked the question, one question, have you understood one thing? Having understood, everything is known. For me, that if I know mathematics, if I ask some physics question, people say, sorry, I am only in mathematics. If I ask physics, sorry, I don't have anything in chemistry. Whatever, we are so specialized, every compartmentalized learning. If I know music, I don't know yoga. If I know yoga, I don't know dance. If I don't know one, Uddhalaka asked the question, having learned that one, everything will be known. What is that one? What is that one? So Shvetaketu started scratching his head. He said, in my all 12 years, my teacher never spoke about that one. He did not speak. I think my teacher also doesn't know. Otherwise, he would have told. So then his father said, now I can tell you. What is that? So the teacher, father became a teacher and started at the end, Shvetaketu realized he doesn't know anything. The mark of the learned person is Vinaya. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Like in the tree, the fruits come, branches naturally come down. The branches, when you are the fruit of your knowledge starts the bearing, the person becomes very, if you see that person outside, you won't know such a learned person. Amistas, the Upanishad says, learning, the mark of a learned person, grounded person, not arrogant. In Bhagavad Gita also we talked about Amanitvam Adambitvam, mark of a learned person. And the Vedas are the four Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. Each Veda has Upanishads associated with them. And we started off with the peace mantra from Krishna Yajurveda. We started with that one. The Krishna Yajurveda, Vedavyasa assigned the task of propagating the each Veda to his students. He assigned Paila to propagate Rugveda, Vaishampayana for Yajurveda, and the Samaveda, he asked who's that? Sumantu for Samaveda. Sumanta Atharva Veda. Jaimini for Samaveda. Jaimini. And we missed that one this time. We could not go to Vyasa Guha in Badrinath. And on the way to Vyasa Guha, they have the written Vedavyasa, he gave which Upanishad to what, in a pictorial form, they have beautifully have done that one. Hopefully next time we go past that one. And coming to the Krishna Yajurveda, repeat after me the mantras we learnt. We started with Om Sahana Vavato.
Om Sahana Vavato.
Sahano Bhunakto.
Sahano Bhunakto.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
The second one we learned, Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi. Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Tanma Avato.
Satyam
Vadishyami. No, Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanma Avato.
Tanma Avato.
Tadvaktaram Avato.
Tadvaktaram Avato.
Avato Mam.
Avato Mam.
Avato Vaktaram.
Avato Vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This mantra is talks of Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami. Ritam means absolute truth. Satya means the truth, what I know. So it is talking about absolute truth. Only Bhagavan Shri Krishna says, Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Chaham. The absolute truth only I know. What the Vedas are trying to convey, Shri Krishna says, only I know the highest meaning. We, as a student, every day we are learning, new revelation happens. One is absolute. We don't know the absolute. So, every day is a learning. I am trying to reduce this gap between Ritam and Satyam. Ritam and Satyam, the first standard student has a knowledge of something at the base level. As the child progresses towards the university, has a different perspective to things. Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami, it is meaning I am aspiring to know the absolute and I will speak about what I know as of now. And in the court also they say, according to my opinion, they say in the court also, they say this is the, they won't say this is the truth. In my opinion, so it may be different. Einsteinian theory also, he got Nobel Prize. Now they are refuting that one. They are, so whatever Einstein knew, it was also not absolute truth. Every year, whatever discovery is there, it will be, I may get a Nobel Prize this year. Next year, somebody will get the Nobel Prize for countering my discovery. They may totally deny whatever I discovered. That person also can get a Nobel Prize. So, Ritam means, for example, you are coming to yoga class. You can't say, I learnt it. I need not have to go. I have learnt. music, done, senior, done, and my Veena practice is done. I got my certificate. It says rhythm. Rhythm means there's no end. Keep on how the sound is coming. Absolute. The absolute. I want to move towards that one. The creativity comes only when you're passionate. Very intensely passionate. When you're intensely passionate, when the creativity is there, you start loving yourself. Creativity is not there. The passion is not there because I don't love myself. I have so many priorities. I have to do that one. I have to do this one. I have to do this one. The ask anyone who is a genius. The genius is the one doesn't care about the world, loves what one is doing. Invest time for oneself, loves oneself. I love myself, so I start spending time for myself, what I want. The ordinary one, I have so many things, friends are called for a party, that party, and so many functions, so many meetings, I don't love myself. You can't be passionate. Creativity won't come. When you start loving yourself, then every move of your life is a celebration. Whether success or failure, it's a continuous learning. Learning towards the rhythm. Every step is a learning towards the rhythm. And you won't be upset if whatever you wanted to do did not go in your way. Because you are doing, you are loving yourself, you are investing, self-love is there. You are, every step, you are, every occasion is a time to spend for yourself. That ritam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami. And another one learnt about the Shukla Yajurveda, we learnt Om Asatoma.
Om Asatoma.
Sadgamaya.
Sadgamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritangamaya.
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
The first line itself is a summary of all our learning. May we move from unreal to real. Unreal, all our pursuit, we are overemphasizing on trivial things and major things, we are forgetting about ourselves. We are trivial things, we are so hooked up. It is saying that, may I invest my time on what is permanent. Not to get bogged down with, if you are so bogged down with the cents, you will forget the dollar. Our life is, we are so bogged down for cents. What about the dollar? When the dollar is there, not to get hung up on small things. Small things and in the people in the market, on the street, they start quarreling over the trivial, silly things because they don't have a higher picture, bigger picture. When you have a bigger picture in your life, you won't be wasting the time picking up on small things. It is saying, asatoma sadgamaya, not to waste your time on the temporary things. Temporary things, not to pick up quarrel and fight with the people for silly things. Have a bigger picture. When you have a bigger picture in your mind, small comment by somebody said that one, you won't be worried, you won't be picking up quarrel with them, because when I do not have bigger picture in my life, the small comments becomes a big comment for me. When I have a big bigger picture, the insult on me, it is not a big thing, because my mind is set on others, bigger things. So people who are picking up quarrel and leading a petty life, we can conclude that they do not have a bigger picture in their life. Asatoma sadgamaya. Sadgamaya, when you have the bigger picture, the small things no longer worries you. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya, moving towards the light in life. Light means what shows the path in your life, opening your eyes to the light. It is tamasoma jyotirgamaya, from darkness to light. Darkness to light, the one student today said, all my life I was leading a life, nearly 60, my life was leading, thinking that it was a light, but after meeting you, I realized I was in darkness. He said, I realized I was in darkness, I mistook darkness for light. Now, after meeting you, I know what is light. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritangamaya. Mrityu means death. Death, word death, based on that one whole philosophy is there. I am so scared. Religion is there. I go there. I'm so scared of death. What will happen after the death? All acharyas have come, all commentators have come because of the fear of death. Fear of death, and what will happen after my death? I'm so worried. All religion are talking about that death. Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter, it is emphasizing on that one. Death is nothing but changing the cloth. Even after you die, you can continue to live. You know, inside nothing is lost. You'll get another cloth. Vasansi jirnani yata vihaya navani grihnati naroparani tata vihaya. Yeah. Anyani sanya navani dehi. And like a cloth, worn out cloth, one changing, inside wearer, soul doesn't feel it is dead. You are still there. Only the cloth has gone, and we are so scared to get the cloth, change the cloth. And the death is a boon. It's saying that your clothes are dirty. Children are wearing the dirty cloth. Mother is saying, your cloth is dirty, change it. The child is reluctant, and mother forces the child to change the cloth. So is Yama or whoever, they say, your cloth has become dirty, change it. So we don't want to change. We don't want to say change. He says, out of compassion, you change it. So death is nothing but changing the cloth. That soul, no soul has experienced the pain in changing the cloth. But we are so attached to the cloth, and the all philosophy are on that one, on death. We are so attached. So attached, mrityorma amritangamaya. When you realize death is not a bad experience, it's a beautiful experience. I'm getting a new cloth for the festival is there. I'm getting a new cloth. I'm excited. So for the wearer, for the jiva, Getting a cloth is a celebration. But mind is attached to the cloth, it won't let the cloth go. I want to hang on. Mrityurma, awakening of that knowledge. Mrityurma, amritangamaya. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. And one more Shanti mantra will start. Fourth one. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Second ba. Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.
Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.
And the all peace mantras, it is not a prayer for individual prayer. It is a prayer for everyone. It is praying that Sarve Bhavantu. It is not saying that I alone should be happy. Sarve, it is praying for everyone in this world. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. May everyone be have happiness in their lives. And for a yogi, he rejoices with every happy occasion. He cries for everyone is suffering. So, it's a yogi for praying for everyone. And a yogi never says, if somebody is going through the hard time, let them suffer. It is their karma. It is not a word of a yogi. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve santu niramayaha. Amaya, amaya, amaya. Amaya means sickness. Niramaya means may everyone come out of their sickness. Or may no one be sick. No one fall sick. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. May everyone realize what is permanent. Not get hung up on the temporary. Ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet. May no one suffer in any way. May there be no suffering. Pray for happiness of all. Pray for health of all. Pray for permanency, getting the permanency in their life. And may praying for no suffering. It's a for suffering for everyone. Repeat again. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschit.
Ma kaschit
dukkha bhag bhavet.
Dukkha bhag bhavet.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Om Shanti.